We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Listen to Coach Neil Brown talk about Saturday's scrimmage inside the stadium.
Okay, good Saturday to everybody. Appreciate y'all being here in the stadium today. And it was good, great weather. We had a full Big 12 officiating crew here and laid it down and played. We went about 40 plays with the ones, 40 plays with the twos, all tackle. I thought we had really high energy. I thought our execution for – you know, only being, you know, 7-8 practices into it, I thought it was higher. And I thought it was a pretty clean scrimmage. We focused situations. We had a couple open – we did an opening drive in the first half, opening drive the second half, played a two-minute and overtime, and then third and fourth down, and then played in the red zone for a couple drives. And we're not where we need to be from a situational awareness, but I think we're getting better. We are getting better. And I thought that there were some guys that stood out today. I thought that Tony Mathis had a really nice day offensively. I think, you know, our O-line, our first group with the O-line, ran the ball effectively versus our one defense. I thought our one defense, Dante Stills, was active today. I thought they did a really good job rushing the passer. But defensively, our coverage, we were in really good position and made it tough to throw the ball today. And so I thought in the secondary, Jackie Matthews is a guy that's had a good camp so far. And then we did some live special teams, and I thought Naeem Muhammad showed up and blocked a punt today, which was good to see. The other guy on offense that's had a great spring is Isaiah Esdell. He had a long touchdown today. So put some pressure on our kickers today, and Tyler Sumter made a field goal in an overtime period. Thought Casey Legg had a really solid kickoff under some pressure. So it was positive to see those. And then Scotty Young, he had a pick six in the scrimmage too. So he went. And then we had some guys that I was pleased with, overcame some adversity in the scrimmage. Bryce Wheaton struggled early, but came back and finished the day. Garrett Green was up and down, but I thought he finished better than he started. And so those were positive. So with that, I'll open it for questions.
Our first question comes from Greg Hunter.
So, Neil, observations, just looking at positions, it looked like you have a new linebacker. or at least somebody you're trying there. So can you tell us a little bit about Duvel Washington's move?
Yeah, so we did that coming after the break, and that was something that Duvel came to us with that wanted to try, I think, from a body standpoint and ability to help us. I think he can do that. He had an interception in the scrimmage today. He's got good awareness as far as playing defensively. We really first noticed that he had the attributes to play defense by how on special teams in the fall. You know, he on our scout teams for special teams, he did a really good job, right, on kickoff, on punt return. And then he came to us, you know, right as we were going into break, and then we made the decision coming out of the break to play him at will, and he got a bunch of snaps today. Our numbers are low at that position, and so X-ray was out because he was sick, so it allowed Duvel to have quite a few reps. And y'all were here today, you know, just talk. Sean Ryan just has a little bit of a turned ankle. We were careful with Winston Wright today. Winston has had an exceptional spring. We kept him out of, you know, we didn't get him as many touches just because he has been explosive with the ball. He's got a little bit of a tight calf, so I didn't think there was a reason to. And then we're keeping Letty out of the most full tackle most of it. Not trying to think, because I think that's all the guys. I'm sure y'all asked if there was somebody else that you didn't see, but just wanted to mention that since y'all were here.
Cody Nestor.
Neil, with the backup running backs, what's their path to getting carries? Are they just, you know, going to take carries when Letty's tired, or are they able to kind of carve out their own roles in the offense?
No, I think that it's a definite backup position. You know, the way we're attacking this is we got two guys that are having 15 opportunities in the spring. Those two guys, Tony Mathis and Avarius Sparrow. They're competing, and we've got two more guys that are coming that are going to be true freshmen. They'll be here in fall camp that are going to have the same opportunity. And I think you got to have at least three running backs prepared to play. And so we were fortunate last year with Letty, but I think that we need help running the football, you know, as far as he can't be the only guy that's carrying the load. And we've got to be more productive out of that second running back spot. And like I said, Tony Mathis had a productive day. So, and it's been that way this whole week. He is showing improvement, and that's this football team needs him to be, that needs him to keep coming.
Ryan Pritt.
Hey, Neil, you mentioned your number one offensive line a little bit, and we've talked about Doug Nestor a couple times, but I'm just kind of wondering about the guys you brought back. Some of them, I know you probably had to thrust into action a little soon last year as youngsters, but any of those guys in particular stuck out this spring, and just how are you how have you evaluated that group as a whole so far?
Yeah, Frazier's playing center, and you know, I think that's probably his most natural spot. Excited about his future there. You know, I think Parker Moore, who played quite a bit toward the end of last year, is somebody that's made a jump. He's stronger. He's playing with more confidence. And then Brandon Yates. You know, both those young tackles, they're the same age. If we're just hunting consistency out of Yates, his best is really, really good. We're just trying to get him at his best all the time.
Greg Hunter.
So a two-parter. In terms of following up with Ryan, Ryan's question about offensive line, what about Jordan White? He seems to be getting a lot of run. So what do you think of him? And then also injury-wise, there's somebody with a substantial knee brace on. So I didn't know who that was.
Who would that be? I'm checking over here to my right to money.
Okay. He wasn't practicing or anything, obviously.
Two. I'm not sure. It was a red two, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, Charles Finley. Is that who it was? Charles Finley is out right now. It's not a knee. It's got a he's got a little bit of a back injury.
Yeah. I don't think it was Charles, because I saw Charles walking around. I don't know who it was, but
yeah. I'll get back to you on that, Greg.
Okay, no problem.
Monty will get back to you. I'm not sure. Jordan White is Jordan White, committer. Nestor's working guard and tackle, but both those guard, those are who's going out there with the first unit right now. And Jordan White, and what I've been pleased with Jordan White on is he's eliminating the big mistake. You know, like that's what kind of hindered him as a, you know, last fall as a true freshman, is he would make some big errors, you know, and he's not. He's really cleaned it up and playing in really good body position, for which for him is very important.
Ian Cummings.
I think the guy Greg was talking about was wearing number 18, if that helps you, Dale. I wanted to ask you about Devel, too. I know you mentioned he came to you. How much had he played there before? And also, is it something that could possibly stick? Is this just a spring experiment, or do you think he has a chance there?
So he played safety in high school, and so his body's changed so much since high school. He's bigger, you know, and I think this will stick. I think he has real potential at that position, especially how we use him, how we use the will playing outside the box so much. I think his length, you know, if we were going to go recruit a will linebacker, it would look just like Devel, honestly. I mean, he's 6'2 plus, he's 212 to 215 pounds, can be 225 and still move with the same ability. So everything's new for him because he played, you know, he played safety, did play as much on defense, but I do think he has a high ceiling. The knee, now I'm thinking about it, because the red and the green jerseys are guys that are limited or out. The red's out, green's limited. So the number threw me off. It's Jai, all right, Jaito, all right. So Jai is – he had a knee injury earlier in the spring, and he'll be out for the rest of the spring. Greg, that's who that
– And we'll have more from Coach Brown right after this.
It's time to get your first look at the 2021 Mountaineers. Join us for the Gold Blue Spring Football Game presented by Encova Insurance Saturday, April the 24th, inside Mountaineer Field at Milan Pushkar Stadium. Kickoff set for 1 p.m. Tickets available for just $10 at wvugame.com, and a portion of the proceeds will benefit WVU Medicine Children's. So join us Saturday, April the 24th, for the Gold Blue Game. Get your $10 tickets now at wvugame.com.
Obviously, moving to Vell, the linebacker, you're trying some stuff out of Spear. How much more willing are you to experiment with moving guys around the field in the spring?
Definitely more so. You know, I think this is it's the time of the year where you need to find out some things, right? And, like, these scrimmages, like, especially as a head coach, you're really specific players you're looking to evaluate specific players more than schemes. And then, you know, just in general, the time to experiment is during the spring. And so there are some things, you know, schematically and, you know, putting people in different positions that we are experimenting with during spring ball.
Mike Kazaza.
Hey, Neil, how's it going?
Good, man. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. Scrimmage situation or just regular old spring practice situation, you work on pass rush as best as you can. I guess how much can you achieve and how much are you achieving relative to what you want to get done? Because it seems like you put the pieces in place to actually make some progress there.
Yes, hopefully. And I think – and Jordan will say the same thing. I really believe that AJ or Coach Jackson will really help in that. You know, we have made some improvements. You know, I think that Linnell Carr is a natural pass rusher. I think Torres Simmons is getting there. I think Akeem Mesidor and Dante. You know, I think that's the biggest step that Dante can make is really being a consistent pass rusher. And it's more fundamental than anything with him. We do work it a bunch. Now, it's hard because we haven't had the quarterback live. And so – you know, they think every time that they show any kind of color, that's a sack. So they get frustrated with me because I'm not blowing it all the time. But they're not actually tackling the quarterback. And so it's not 100%. But I do feel like we're making progress. That's something that from a defensive standpoint, coming out of the spring, you know, going into the spring, we wanted to say, hey, after the spring game, we wanted to make strides pass rushing out of our base three and four man fronts without having to blitz. We wanted to get better in one-on-one pass situations. And I'm pleased with where we're at. I do think, Mike, we still have some work to do, but I think we are making progress.
Greg Hunter.
So, Coach, maybe Favors's injury holds back your evaluation of all the European kids, but just sort of wondering what your thoughts are of he and Wickstrom and Besternin and where they are fundamentally compared to physically. Are they different than American kids?
So, Eddie V is, man, I love how he plays. He is full throttle all the time. He and Victor, their understanding is they understand football at a high rate. I think that's a credit to the programs they're coming from. You know, Eddie is a little bit older. I think that helps. But Eddie has been one of the surprises of our spring. You know, I think that he might even have a chance to help us this year. Victor, I love his athleticism. He's learning how to play. It's really fast. You know, it's really fast for him right now. But you do see the signs athletically that he has some unique abilities. And then Jai, we moved him down to Will and unfortunately got hurt, which slowed down the evaluation process on him.
Back to Keenan.
Neil, you mentioned Scotty. How has he kind of fit in now that he's, you know, obviously he had a good offseason. How has he fit in spring practice? And secondly, and it might be too early for this, but I know obviously you need a linebacker and a cornerback. Any other needs that you've noticed, you know, through watching spring practice?
Yeah, I think those are fair. I think that's fair. Both those that you listed, that's fair. I think that we're actively hunting those. I think we've solved one of the issues. We're actively hunting another. And so what was the first part of the question, Keenan? Before you talk about
Scotty.
Yeah, Scotty. So Scotty – yeah, he made a play today. He's made plays all through the spring, made a lot of progress in bowl prep. You know, he's kind of been a changed guy. He did a great job on scout team, very kind of similar to Alonzo Adott. Alonzo did a great job on scout team. You could really see him getting better. He used the developmental group, Alonzo, and then Scotty followed his same path and really grew from a leadership standpoint. So he's got a lot of trust with our team. And then he's been a different guy from a player on the field once he was deemed eligible to play for the bowl game. But he played at a high level in the bowl game. He's followed that up, playing both our spear and safety positions. And I think he's got a chance to be an upper-level guy in our league.
Cody Esper.
Neil, you mentioned Dante. On Wednesday, he was talking to us, and he said going into last year, he was convinced he was going to turn pro. And I'm just wondering if, you know, he talked to you at all, or if you just know when or, you know, why and how he changed his mind over the course of the season.
Yeah, we filled out the paperwork for him, and I think he made the right decision. He made a lot of fundamental strides last year. I think it's beneficial for both he and for our program for him to come back his senior year. I think he really had a great offseason. He's in a different mindset. He's maturing. And so I fully expect him to have a big time senior year and put himself in a position that's significantly better than it would have been if he was in this draft class.
Back to Mike Cazaza.
I wanted to just kind of continue on the pass rush thing with the Bandit. That you guys had great success, great reputation at Troy there, but kind of snake bit with like injuries and age your first two seasons. I know it's what Vandarius and Bartlett and. Are you trying to figure out who else there and how those two and how has that spot looked so far for you?
So with the Bandit position, so we've kind of evolved to who the personnel is. You know, so when Vic, you know, first started having the Bandit position, it was before I even got to Troy for my first stint. You know, he had DeMarcus Ware, and he really created, you know, that position around that body type. And DeMarcus came out of Auburn High. And the way I understand, I wasn't there, but he was in the 190s and just continued to progress. And then when Vic got him toward the end of his career, used him as far as moving him around and stood him up because he felt like that he saw better and his ball get off was better standing up. And he was able to disguise to get him into some better matchups. And then so fast forward, we come back to Troy. And we were really, really productive. You know, we had a kid named Rashard Dillard who was a defensive player of the year in the Sun Belt, and he was an edge rusher, you know, and he really came off the edge and was a pass rush first guy. And then we had a kid named Hunter Reese that made first team all conference for a couple years. And he, okay, And the kid that we had the first year at Troy before Dillard made first team all conference, he was a pass rush guy more. All right. So then we had a kid named Hunter Reese, who was more of a linebacker type that we used in the box, and we used to kind of we blitzed him inside probably more than we did outside. Okay. So now we're trying to figure out what the strengths are of Vandarius and Bartlett, and they're both different players. Okay. They play the box a little bit better. And then we're working this spring and we're spending a lot of time on them as edge rushers. Okay. And then, you know, we signed somebody in the spring or in last year's class, Corey Hammett, we think is a stand-up rusher. All right. Eddie Watkins, more of a rusher. He's learning how to play the game at this level. But a lot of it is we can form the scheme and what we're asking that bandit to do. And it really depends on their individual skills.
And that was West Virginia coach Neil Brown. Thanks for listening.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.